Good morning, 6:31. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Springfield police say an officer adhered to his training and used the lowest level of force to subdue a suspect last week, but video taken by a witness appeared to show the officer striking the woman while she was pinned to the ground. Officer Jay Walter made a traffic stop Friday afternoon on a vehicle whose owner had several felony warrants. 19-year-old Promise Davis left the vehicle and began to run away from police, as seen on the officer's body camera footage. Walter tackled Davis, and as they struggled, police say her elbow turned off the camera. The time frame when Davis was struck is not recorded by police. The end of the arrest can be seen when another officer responded. Social justice advocates say the officer went too far and should have waited for backup. But the department on Monday said it had reviewed the incident and that Walter followed policy. Davis was taken for a medical evaluation, then to jail. The local NAACP says the situation deserves scrutiny, transparency, and accountability, and the group is urging any witnesses to come forward. More remains have been found in a field in Chicago's south suburbs. The bones of a missing man were discovered last week. According to the Will County Sheriff's Office, additional remains were located during a sweep of the property in Mokena on Monday. Authorities say land surveyors found what appeared to be a human skull, and responding deputies located additional bones throughout the field. The investigation is continuing. A portion of the Dan Ryan Expressway in Chicago may get a new name. Pending legislation would designate a section of the road the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Memorial Highway. The civil rights icon died last month. Here's the bill's sponsor, the Democratic State Representative Kim Buckner.
You know, my thought process is there are going to be a lot of things over time that will be named after Reverend Jackson. There'll be statues, there'll be schools, there'll be roads and bridges. It's really important that the first salvo in that conversation happens right here in Illinois.
Buckner says the portion that would be renamed runs through historically black neighborhoods, like Bronzeville and Washington Park. The Dan Ryan is a 14-lane expressway named for a former Cook County Board president who championed its construction. As we look ahead to our weather for today, yesterday we set a record high in Springfield at 84 degrees. We're expecting a high around 82 today, but rain will be moving in, thunderstorms likely by this afternoon and evening. Tonight's low down to 50 degrees. Some cooler weather ahead tomorrow, but rain chances continuing. It's 67 now.